if you tend to be a perfectionist, or if you were raised with sort of a demanding, critical parent, if you were shamed a lot, if you live in a degree of irrational guilt, there's guilt that we should feel when we do something bad, but then it should go away when we apologize or when we confess it to the Lord. So if you live with a lot of what I call irrational guilt that leads to self-criticism, if you've been through a lot of rejection, you are probably more prone to self-criticism. And if you are a survivor of some type of trauma, the earlier things happen, the more difficult it is for people. But even later in life, we can get into a way of thinking where we blame ourselves and are constantly looking at what's wrong with us or what we think is wrong with us. And we're not really enjoying life that way. So it's a big problem for people. And I'm going to be looking at some journal exercises, ways that you can change how you talk to yourself, and also how to make sure you're getting positive supports, which also helps offset some of our own self-criticism or negativity.